It's good to see you all, even though I wish we could be together. At least we're here virtually together. It's very interesting times we live in and we're going through. I think Baruch Hashem, we're all still healthy, I hope, and but it's really not a pashut time. I thought it's very interesting because this time of year, you know, when this was getting started around Purim time and Shabbos, Zachar and the like, is a time of year where it's especially a time of kinus, where we get together more than any other time. Shabbos Zachar is like the only Kriyas HaTorah Midoraisa that we have the whole year. And Purim, Rov Am Hadras Melech, Esther said, Lech Knos Kol Yehudim, and that ability to get together and be together to do a mitzvah. Knisa for a mitzvah has been taken away from us for the most part. You know, I can't think of a time, you know, where, as long as I remember, where I've had to daven b'yachidus like this so consistently. So I think what we have to do, you know, that's why it's so important that we're here together, joining together, at least virtually on Zoom, is that at least we can be joined together virtually. We're still are trying to get together to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs and the like. And Be'ezras Hashem soon, we'll have this chus to join together physically. You know, just as things are changing very quickly, and I think, at least certainly I never would have imagined a couple of weeks ago it would turn out the way it has so far. But also they could turn very quickly to the good. Yeshua Sashem Karafayan, and we hope we daven that they get better. And in the meantime, while we're like this, it is really an Eis Tzar Liyakov, then we have to make sure to be mechazik ourselves that tshuva tefilot tzaka ma'avir nesra gzeira. And so we have to do what we can to improve so that Be'ezras Hashem, us and Klal Yisrael, the situation will get better. Okay, so we are in the Malacha of Tzoveya, and we saw Rav said a very interesting chiddush in the Gemara, that if a person is a shechts, an animal, besides being chayav for Netilas Neshama, they're also chayav for Tzoveya. Why is that? Because they have in mind that they want to dye the meat red or make it look red, because that way it looks more fresh. It looks tastier. It looks fresher. And you're mechavein for tzvi as well. That's what Rav said. Shmuel disagreed. So last year we talked about the chiddush of Rav, that he says you're chayav even though it's meat, even though presumably it's ochel. We talked about the machlokas rishonim between Shmuel Elekid and the Taisus Rid, whether or not there's tzvi of ochlin. And we also talked a little bit about whether or not we paskim like Rav. Now we're going to talk about another aspect, another chiddush of Rav's statement, which is that you're chayav even though it is enel miskayim. In other words, presumably, what happens over here is that the butcher, the shochet, might intend to make the meat a little bit red when he shechts it, but then the customer buys it, he brings it home, and he washes off that blood. It's not going to last very long. And yet, Rav says, you're chayav for tzoveya. Now, maybe you could say, and this is an interesting question, we'll discuss this probably a little later when we talk about kosher, that because it served its purpose, that's equivalent, you don't need miskayim, as long as it's lasted, as long as you need it to last. But that's not the pashtus. The pashtus is weird. We saw last time from the Rambam, is the Rambam tells us that any melacha that's not miskayim is pater. And interestingly enough and significantly, the Rambam says that over here. When discussing Tzoveya, he says you need it to be miskayim. And yet, the Rambam, yet Rav says that you're chayv over here, even though presumably it's not miskayim. So what's interesting, we'll talk about in one moment where the Rambam got his ruling from, but what's interesting is that the Chaye Adam writes, that is exactly why the Rambam didn't paskin like Rav. In other words, in Hachinami, according to Rav, you don't need miskayim. That's maybe what Rav and Shmuel are disagreeing about. Rav holds that you're chayv for tzoveh, that's not miskayim, and Shmuel says you're pater. Rambam paskins like Shmuel, and that's why you're pater. But the Hakamiflagi, I'll just read you a little bit from the Chaye Adam. Vinei Rambam l'shitasu d'bayin and davka tzeva miskayim. Luvadai gam kein sheyitzva aldeva miskayim. Kevin delama din tzviya miksiva. We'll talk about that in a moment. V'lachem lo kasav sheshofit chayiv mishum tzoveya k'dom Rav. And the Chaye Adam adds, even though really we should have paskin like Rav, usually we have a principle, halacha k'rav b'isurin. Over here, we didn't paskin like Rav because the Rambam knew from elsewhere, we'll talk about what the elsewhere is, but the Rambam knew from elsewhere that you're only chayiv for tzoveh, that's miskayim. And Mimela, the Rambam didn't paskin like Rav, even though under normal circumstances, you would have expected him to paskin like Rav. Now, according to the Chaye Adam, there's actually another place where the Tanayim debate this point. And that's the Sugya Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph. Another point from Tzadi Hei. The guys in my other shiur are, do you see those messages?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you don't see them. They're messaging for help, but I guess you don't see them. Okay, good. The Gemara Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that a woman can't put sraka, some type of blush, on her face, because of tzovas. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's a chiyuv chatas. According to Rabbanan, it's asur midrabbanan. Why don't the Rabbanan say you're chayiv like Rabbi Lazar? Not clear. But the Chaye Adam says this too is because of the question of whether it's you need miskayim or not. Now, that's not the only way to understand the debate. For example, actually, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's Simen Shin Gimel Sif Katan Ayin Test. The reason why the Rabbanan disagree and say you're not chayev when you put on srak is because Ein Sviya Midoraisa or Ha'adam. I think that's his own story. I didn't see that in the Rishon. But anyway, according to Chaye Adam, that's exactly what they're arguing about. And the Rambam paskins that you're putter for putting on makeup. If you look at Rambam paskins that halacha in the Dinim de Rabbanan, so it's aser, pater vel aser, it's aser mid Rabbanan to put on makeup. Chaye Adam says that's because the Rambam paskins against Rav. He holds that you're only chayev for tzvia hamiskayim. In other words, machlokas Rav and Shmuel is also machlokas Rav Lazar and Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachamim, we don't paskin like Rav, and that's basically the mahalich of the Rambam. Now, the problem is, or the practical problem is, that not everybody agrees to the Rambam's psak over here. There are other Rishonim that say we do paskin like Rabbi Lazar. Among them is the Smag, which is cited in the Beis Yosef. Again, it's a little strange. How did he know that? Why would the Smag paskin like Rabbi Lazar against the Rabbanan? So the Chaye Adam flips it. He says, well, that's because halacha k'rav bisurei. And since Rav obviously holds your chayv for davshin miskayim, so therefore, Rav is effectively saying we paskin like Rabbi Lazar, and that's why the Smag and some other Rishonim say we paskin like Rabbi Lazar. That's the mahalich, basically, of the Chaye Adam. So let's go back to the Rambam Shita, and then we'll get back to the Smag Shita. So that the Rambam holds that for Tzoveya, you're only Chaya for Tzoveya HaMiskayim. So what's the Makor for the Rambam? How did the Rambam know that? Or maybe the Rambam says that's the Shita of the Rabbanan. Okay, so how did the Rabbanan know that? How did Rabbanan and Shmuel know that? How do we know what's the makor that you need Soveya HaMiskayim? Where is it coming from? Yes, Yeshua.
Rabbi, the Rambam doesn't hold this concept that Lachat Karat B'Yisurin?
No, he does normally, but there's also a halacha that we pass on like the Rabbanan And there might be other reasons why we reject Shmuel. The Lecha Mishnah writes that we reject Rav because Rav himself sort of acknowledged that his whole sheet is a very modern sheet in the first place, right?
Uh-huh.
So the Melah, he was almost laughable.
Right.
Or it might be because the Rambam held we paskim like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Elazar, and that trumps the rule of Halacha Karav Bisurei. So there are a number of factors. So how did this Shita, what was the source for the Shita? Again, call it Rav, sorry, call it Shmuel, call it Rabbanan, call it Rambam. What is the source that you need Miskayim? So the Magid Mishnah quotes two options. Well, the first option that the Magid Mishnah writes is maybe it's like Kosei. In other words, there's a Mishnah in Shabbos, it's a Mishnah in Gittin, that Ksiva is only Chayav if it's Ksiva Miskayemes. So the question, of course, is whether that din is a Klali din or a Prati din. Is it specific to Kosev or is it general? So the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam held it was a general din. The truth is, as the Chayadim points out, it's not just Kosev that we find this. We find it, for example, with respect to kosher, that you need Kshira HaMiskayemes to be Chayav. We find it with respect to Bona, that you need Binyan HaMiskayemes. In other words, there are a handful of melachos, most notably Kosev, where it's clear from the Mishnayos, where everybody agrees that you're only Chayav that's Miskayem. So the Rambam said, well, if that's true for Kosev, it's true for Kosher, it's true for Bona, then it should also be true for Tzomeya. That's option number one. And the Smag then would disagree. The Smag would say that Kosev is different. Kosher is different. Bona is different. And we'd have to figure out exactly why that is. Why would it be for some Melachos we have this Ptur Veino Miskayim, and for others we don't. But,
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Rachel first talking. Just kidding. Isn't the fact that the...
Okay, you didn't tell me who's talking besides Rachel.
Yoni Olson.
Oh, Yoni. Okay, good.
Well, sorry. Okay. I'm on the wife's computer.
I got it.
Why is it a fact that the Gemara doesn't say it by Tzobeya, not Akasha, remember? Meaning, like...
Okay, that's a good question. It is a good question.
Because there's three melachos, no?
Shalosh ksuvim melamdim. I think the point is that if you look, for example, how it's brought up in kosher, so... it's not brought up as a rule. Oh, there's this rule that you're only chayav for kesher kayama, but it's brought up in the context of defining kesher shel kayama with respect to kosher. And so we have the kesher gamalim and the kesher asafanim. It only mentions it agav defining what the nature of a kesher shel kayama is. Whereas perhaps when it comes to tzoveya, you could figure it out on it on your own. It's less complex and it need not be stated. But I think it's a good question, and maybe we're going to fully answer this today. We'll develop it a little more, but we have to keep on considering it as we go through these melachos is the nature of the p'tur and are they different? But let me give you an example. For the smog, like we said, for sure, we're mechalik between, let's say, Tzoveya and Kosev. Even for the Rambam, we have to figure out whether the definitions are always the same or are they different. So just for an example, an illustration of this, we're going to get to talk about this in about 15 or 20 minutes when we talk about makeup. So when it comes to kosher, we have three levels. We have chayav, which is a long-term knot. We have to define that. We have pater v'aser, which is a medium-term knot. And then we have mutter, which is a very short-term knot. Rav Moshe suggests that the same thing would be true for Tzoveya. So you have long-term Tzoveya, which is Chayiv according to the Rambam, medium-term Tzoveya, which is also Midrabanan according to the Rambam, and short-term Tzoveya. And Rav Moshe is going to argue that certain types of makeups are short-term that are mutter. Others, even within the opinion of the Rambam, like let's say Rav Shlomo Zalman, are going to say, no, no, no. You can't equate kosher to Tzoveya even according to the Rambam. So this is a question that we're going to continue to explore, which is even within the world of the Rambam, are we going to always equate them? And again, according to the Smag, when do we say it and when we don't? So let's just keep our eyes open for patterns. Yes, Donnie.
Wait, I may be totally wrong. I thought the Rambam was learning the Mishnah on these. That it's a din klali in all Hilchos Shabbos.
No, that's the next option. We're going to get to. Let me just say that in a moment, and then I'd like to hear a comment, Donnie. So the next option that the Magid Mishnah says is a possible makor for the Rambam is like Donnie just said, from the Mishnah and Parakavona Kof Beis on the base. And again, they might both be true, though it's conceivable that there's actually even a little bit of a nafkamina when you learn it out from Kosev, in which case it has to be Domia de Kosev, or it's a Din Klali, like Donnie was saying, that's equally true. So again, option B that the Magid Mishnah says is it's learned out from the Mishnah and Perek Avona, Kof Beis and Beis. The one over there says, the Mishnah over there says, if you want to take a look, that Kol Osa Malacha Malachto Meskayemes B'Shabbos is Chayav. Now there's two ways to read that Mishnah. We already referred to this briefly in the previous year. Rashi understands that this Mishnah is telling you a klal that relates specifically to Makkah v'Patish. And it's telling you the gender of Makkah v'Patish. This is not telling you a klal in all the lakos. It's teaching you how Makkah v'Patish works. And if, according to Rashi, you know, we're going to return to this Mishnah at the end of the year in June's Man when we learn Makkah v'Patish, and we're going to, you know, try to figure out what exactly how to teach the Mishnah. Nothing to do with us. Now, what does the word b'Shabbos mean according to Rashi? According to Rashi, b'Shabbos means it's akaya osim alacha, meaning to say, if you do a makom patish on Shabbos, so you're chayim. Why does it need a tay on Shabbos? We're already in the Afklif base. We know we're talking about Shabbos. Tzarechiyim. It's a little strange, but that's what the word b'Shabbos means according to Rashi. The Rambam, though, disagrees. The Rambam, again, the way the second option the Magen Mishnah is telling us is saying, no, this is talking about, this is not a description of Malachas Ma'akav Patish. It's a description of all Malachos. Kola'osem Malacha B'Shabbos Malachto Miskayemet, or Kola'osem Malachto Malachto Miskayemet B'Shabbos, you're Chayev. Meaning to say that there's a klal on Lamites Malachos, that you need it to be Miskayemet. And B'Shabbos doesn't mean Umalachto kolosim malacha b'Shabbos umalachto miskayemes, like Rashi says, it means umalachto miskayemes b'Shabbos. We talked about the Shaar Tzion last time, who said, "Well, then it sounds like according to Rambam that there's like a subjective definition of miskayemes. If you do it on 15 hours before the end of Shabbos, it's going to be different if you do it 5 hours from the end of Shabbos, which is a very strange idea. We'll leave that for now. But the point is that this is, according to the Rambam, a klali principle that shares to all of Shabbos. Now, even the Rambam is certainly going to agree, I think, that we're going to be machalik a little bit between malacha and malacha. You're chayav for chimum hamayim, right? Now, how long does chimum hamayim last? If I heat up, you know, I've made a cup of coffee this morning and I heated it up, and I didn't get to drink it for like 20 minutes after I made it, and it was cold, or certainly well below Yatzel Edetz. The whole thing, the Chimum Mayim took place, you know, lasted 10 minutes, right? And yet, it's Mefurish that I'm Chayev. So unless you're going to say that funny Iglei Tal business, that I like transformed the water permanently by getting rid of the bacteria. So this was a Melacha that was short-lived. But at the same time, is a Maisa Chashov, and therefore Chayev. So I think even according to Rambam, even if we accept this approach of the Magid Mishnah that we're deriving from the Mishnah of Daf Kuf Beis, it's still something that, that might be defined differently in each and every malacha. And again, maybe there are nafkaminas between these two points. So,
can you say that that's different because by Bishul, by water is always that way? It's never permanent for any
yes.
longer than that?
I think that's probably correct. But my point is that that just indicates that we have to look at each malacha differently. Because, like you said, Bishul Mayim, or at least Chimam Mayim, is always like that. So if we go to an interesting, I guess, almost practical question, or maybe practical. So what is the halacha? I asked this to you at the end of Shir last time, of having ices on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Katan Ayin Tes, quotes a Tosefta, that says, Lo tekaneach paneha bebeged sheyesh bo srak. A woman should not wipe her face with a cloth that has makeup on it. Now, that might be just because she's miskavenis, right? But the Mishnah Berurah is medayik. That the fact is it says lo tekaneach in feminine. In other words, a woman. Sorry, the opposite. He makes that deep later. The fact that the lashon of the Tosefta is lo tiskaneach. It doesn't say don't apply makeup. Kinuach sounds like wiping your face, right? Like your face is dirty, and you take the napkin and you wipe your face. That's what the word kinuach means. It sounds like from the Tosefta that if you, even though she's not miskavenis to put on makeup, she's just wiping her face, still that's usher. Now, still it says lo, it's referring to a woman, lo tiskaneach, implying maybe it's mutter for a man. So it's only usher for a woman who is the type of woman put on makeup, men don't. But you see at the very least that for women, it's usher to color their face, even though they're not mechaven to color their face. Even though she's only planning to wipe her face clean, she's doing kinuach, she's wiping her face, and yet it's usher. So why? So why should it be usher, but just usher for women? So the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Chaf, we're going to read this Magen Avraham carefully in a moment, but the Magen Avraham says, again, the Mishnah Berurah is in Shin Gimel, but the Magen Avraham is in Shin Chaf, says that the reason is because it's normal for women to put on makeup, and therefore it's usher for them to wipe their face in a way that colors their face. So that's what he says. Now, if that's true, so he says, and that's why it's mutter to eat strawberries. Why is it mutter to eat strawberries? My face might become a little bit red. So the Magen Avraham says, let's take a look. Anyone has a Magen Avraham? Let's open it up inside because we're going to have to try to work on trying to figure out exactly what he means. So the Magen Avraham, Siman Shin Chaf. It's a Sif Katan Chaf Dalet on Sif Chaf. So Sif Chaf Hey, Sif Katan Chaf Hey, actually. The Shulchan Aruch, we're going to get to this talk in Shulchan Aruch in a moment, says, but he's quoting Yesh Misha Omer Shahochel Tutim O Shar Peros Hatsovim, Sarch Lizar Shalom Yigab Yadav Hatsvu O Spivigadav O Bimapa Misha Tzaleas. You can't wipe off your face with a cloth, let's say with a cloth napkin. You can't wipe off your face if there's strawberry on your face. But you don't have to worry about getting your bread. What? Dirty with makeup. You don't have to worry about with the strawberry juice. And the Magen Avraham Sifkan Hay adds, when you eat the strawberry, you might also get your face or your hands red. There's no worry. Because it's only tzvia if it's the derech litzvoa. The davar Shadarko, let's go with something that's normal to be Sovea with. So, sounds like he's saying that the reason is because normally people don't use strawberries to color their hands. So therefore, it's okay. Now, what about a woman? Could she eat a strawberry?
Isn't it the word that...
Do you want to ask a question, or...?
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't the Hemshire for the Mungin Avram, doesn't that imply that he's not talking about the Dramah HaTzoveya, but the Dramah HaMitzvah?
The Hemshire for the Mungin Avram implies what? Let me just read it. So let's explain that. Tell me if I answer your question. So the Sharak Sinan asks, according to the Magen Avraham, so maybe it should be usher for women to eat strawberries. This is the Sharak Sinan and Simon Shin Gimel. And he says, no, it's mutter, because it's only Srak that is normal to put on makeup. In other words, we said before that the Tosefta told us that you can't use a cloth with makeup to wipe your face for a woman. That's because the cloth itself has Srak on it. But nobody colors their face with strawberries. I never heard of, like, a woman, you know, she ran out of blush, so she took a strawberry and wiped it on her cheeks, right? And therefore, it's mutter. And it's a psik reisha on her lips, but that's not normal to do. So you could say, I don't know, maybe the Mishnah Berurah didn't have lipstick, right?
But nowadays, all the stores are lipstick.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
He's saying all stores are empty because everyone just bought everything.
I knew that they bought the sanitizer. I didn't know they bought up the lipstick.
Aaron's an expert in all areas. We can ours here really.
How did he get into YU? I thought YU is closed.
Yeah, you have those special connections.
So,
I've been sleeping in Rabbi's office, actually.
There's a blanket, there's pillows there and things.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So maybe you'll say that a woman shouldn't be able to eat red ices because they'll make her lips red and it'll look like she's wearing lipstick.
No one puts lipstick on half of their lips.
The Mishnah Berurah, no, it's not half your lips if you have an ISIS. Anyway, I think you're right. The reason why it's mutter l'maisa, I think it is mutter, because even though it's dark of a kach for her to make her lips red, it's not dark of a kach l'asoso like the ISIS, and it's mutter. You know, the Magen Avraham sort of doesn't sound that way. I think you can make a case that according to Magen Avraham it would be aser, but l'maisa you could be makel. I saw that the Tosa Shulchan quoted in the Deer Shoe Note 53 is Mako. And he says, anyway, Lamaisa, this is Derech Kilkel, it's a psikration, the Lonichale, it's Derech Achila, it's not Derech Malach, it's Klachayad, and give me a break. Of course, it's Mutter Tab Isis. But Lamaisa, I think it would be Usher, let's say a kid. I will tell you, we've been on a campaign to try to get rid of the candy from our house. We haven't quite succeeded yet. From the Purim stashes. So there are, you know, a lot of kids like to go ahead and eat blue candy and then say, my tongue is blue, right? That would be Usher. That would be Usher, because there you're Machavein for sure to color your tongue blue. So you shouldn't give kids colorful ices if they like to color their tongues blue. And their gilchen.
Could he be Melamed Chus? That the Magen Avraham, if you look at him, so the Magen Avraham raises the problem of Tana Viyada. The Magen Avraham doesn't talk about race one way or another, the question of your tongue or the Shono. Could you say that maybe that Achila Mamish, everyone agrees, is always going to be Mutter, even if it's like some are like that. But just like
you don't need any Malamed Zufus on this.
I hear. Does it make sense?
Okay. Let's talk about a more practical question. This is a pretty not very practical. The more practical question that I alluded to before is Shabbos makeup. So, Lamaisa, even if we follow the Rambam's view, there's an issue to Rabbanon of Tzviya Shein or Shel Kayama. And again, according to the Simonides or Deoraisa. So the question is there such a thing as something that's not Miskayim at all that will be Mutter L'chatchil? In other words, as I mentioned before, when it comes to certain Malachos, such as kosher, we have a very short term knot that's mutar l'chatchila. So what's the din by very short term tzoveya? Is that going to still be bichlal the ister d'rabbanan of the Rambam or maybe mutar? So there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe. I hope you had a chance to see it, but if you didn't, doesn't matter much because he doesn't explain very much at all. It's a chelak aleph simin kuf yud dalid, and he was asked about makeup on Shabbos, and he says that when it comes to powder, which is a very short term, then it's mutter, right? But when it comes to makeup that's longer lasting, it's aser. Now I think he's talking about face powder. That women, at least especially in those days, commonly used. It was short-lasting, right? You know, like, you know, in the movies, please excuse me while I powder my face, right? You know, so they're going to the bathroom, and they're quickly powdering their face. I think that's what he's talking about. You know, it's people write about Rav Moshe, well, he like, you know, didn't mean this for any type of makeup that anybody would ever use. It's a very strange thing. Because Rav Moshe published Teshuvah, and he knew women would read it and follow it. So he's talking about powder, and he's saying that powder is so short-term that it's mutter. Now, it's hard to know, though, exactly what the Hagdara is according to Rav Moshe. In Chelek Hei Simen Chav Zayin, he tries to clarify a little bit, still not entirely sure, clear what he means over there. There he seems to be adding that an oil-based powder is prohibited, and a non-oil-based powder is mutter. The type of powder that he was permitting is something that is quite short-lasting. So it's not necessarily talking about blush that women commonly use nowadays. It was some talking about some type of non-oil-based powder that women would, at least a while ago. I don't know if anyone does this anymore. I don't know if people still powder their faces like that. But some type of... I'm sorry? We should ask Rachel first, since we now have a female in our shir. You know, I could get thrown out of smicha for this. I can't hear you, Yoshua. Louder?
Isn't the tongue thing also very short term? I mean, it doesn't last very long.
It does. It's correct. It's very short term. That's why it's mutter, according to emotion.
The tongue thing, when a kid eats ice.
In Achanami. That you could argue that a tongue thing, according to Rav Moshe, would be mutter because it's so short term. You have to look how long it lasts on your tongue.
That's my kid. They love the experiment.
Right. It might be okay in a hanami.
Rebbe, is it possible that Shetner Moshe is that he thought that the powder has a din like putting like tape on top of your on the table or something? In other words, it doesn't absorb at all into the skin.
Let me read you what he writes. Not doesn't add that much, but
I think that may be a 39
powder lavan al panim shalom is kain klal ein bezat svia. So even though he uses the lashon of ein miskayim klal when he explains the heter, what Dani is suggesting is it's not just because it's short term, but rather it's for a different reason. Because it's non-integrated and non-absorbed and the like. Like he's saying, we're talking about Zrikas powder, right?
Noting, Rav Moshe's also makel by the glasses, and over there...
But we're going to get to the glasses in a moment. Is it the same kula or not? May or may not be the same principle. both of these two votes, he's very doesn't explain that much. And it's possible that what Donnie is saying is correct, but
the way of he's saying is quite. I didn't realize that there was such a halacha that there's that we can make a comparison.
If there isn't such a halacha.
Completely, the Rambam holds it.
No, the way Rabbi's saying it, like, it's what Moshe. According to what Rebbe, if I'm understanding correctly, Rebbe's saying that Moshe is making a comparison between the halacha of kosher and the halacha of soveya.
I don't know that for sure. Let's be honest. Let me be honest. That's my speculation. In other words, Moshe writes mutter. I'm not saying, you know, kosher is mutter less than 24 hours. I'm not saying Rav Moshe would be mutter less than 24 hours. You know, let me say it this way. Let's take a step back. Earlier in the year, we've discussed in other malachos this idea of arai de arai, right? For example, we talked about it when we talked about whipped cream, right? Do you have to be worried about making whipped cream? So that was anyway a much more shvacha iser in the first place. But we said that some poskim, like Rabbi Willig, was makel for whipped cream because it's so short-lived. You know, 3 minutes later and it's already back into a liquid. So that's not going to be aser. Now, obviously, even this powder that Rav Moshe is talking about is a little more long-lasting than whipped cream. So when Rav Moshe said this kula, because it's Eino Miskayem Klal, what I thought of was kosher. Now, it might be that you're correct, Donnie, that it's not because it's Eino Miskayem Klal. It has nothing to do with kosher. It's just that it means it's not integrated and therefore not soveya. The reason why I didn't read it that way was because of his lashon. His lashon of saying, of using Eino Miskayem sounds like a kul of Eino Miskayem. In the later tshuva Chelak Hei, he writes like this: Nachol ma she'amarta sheyesh lizar melitein hetter klali gam lafkal avana shachon esven v'chakiras v'drishos ner shirov avkos hanimkaros l'tamrukei nashim. Most powder sold as cosmetics, nasos and basis shomine shanunis, they're oil based. The yesh mamshim is kaimen lizman, they last for a while, and therefore there's a problem. The rak acherim she'enam is kaimen mutarim. So the reason, again, going to Donnie's point, why I said it the way I said it was because he's using the words miskayem and eno miskayem. Though, again, I think your reading is plausible.
Also, aren't we on a sugya about, like, pinching your cheeks or something to make them redder, or...
You're going
to
get there in 1 second. Good. Leave that there.
So, that's no more miskayem than whatever blush powder we're talking about.
Okay, good question. Just hold on. Now, not everybody agrees with Rav Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, this is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Yudalad, Ha'ara Kufnan Chest, and also in Nechel Gimel. He says that he disagrees with Rav Moshe. First of all, he says, we might even pass him like the Smag, in which case we're dealing with a potential issue de Raisa. And even according to the Rambam, Mecha Tasti, that there's this third category of Tzviya like kosher. And other achronim are also machmir, disagree with emotion like the deer shoe. Quoting from Shevet Halevi, it's deer shoe note 51. I think some bring a raya for Rav Shlomo Zalman against Rav Moshe from the Mishnah Berurah Shin Mem Sifkat and Chaf, who says that there's an issur d'rabbanan by kosev to write, you know, like using your finger on a window. In other words, there he's talking about like the window that gets, fogged up, and you write using your finger, and that's not Mishnah Miskayem Klal, and therefore it's still mutter. I don't know, maybe that could be very long lasting if it's cold outside. It could be long lasting. It also leaves like an oil residue that makes it like the next time it gets foggy. Anyway, not clear. Practically speaking, I think it's a very bad idea for women to put on Shabbos makeup. We put on Shabbos makeup before Shabbos, but to put on makeup on Shabbos. Lemaisa Rav Moshe's Kula, A, is very unclear whether it's true or not. And B, even if it is true, it's very unclear what makeup it would apply to. Like Rav Moshe says later on in that Tshuva from Chelak A, that it doesn't apply to most powders or certainly oil-based powders or the like. You know, if there are women that are makeup with very like short-lasting makeup, okay, maybe yes, but it's very unclear to apply this, even if you accept Rav Moshe. Yes, Aaron Shlita.
Shmir Shabbos Gilchus a footnote explains Rav Moshe saying that it's not nidbuk at all, like Dani Yaris. He says Behedya.
Right, I understand that's good. Thank you for adding that.
Helping out Dani is giving him McCoy.
That the Shmir Shabbos learned Rav Moshe like Dani. Thank you. That's a very excellent Ara. I think it's possible, though it doesn't sound that way from Rav Moshe, because Rav Moshe keeps on saying that Tetra is because it's of this kind.
It's because, Borderline Chelak Hay is in Ches, so you don't have to worry about that true.
No, but in Chelak Aleph, it also says Miskayim.
Yeah.
Okay, let's turn to another type of makeup, which we briefly discussed last time. And that is eyeliner or kocheles. So there's also this machlokas hatanaim about kocheles. Again, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina says that, well, Rabbi Elazar says it's chayev. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina says it's because of kosev. The Gemara asks, and the Gemara answers, you're right, it's because of tzoveya. That is our gears in the Gemara. Rambam, in Perek Chav Gimel, Halacha Yibes, he's talking about the din of the Rabbanan, because the Chafanim takes Asa Midrabbanan, and he says it's Asa Midrabbanan of Kosev. It's very hard to stem that with our Girsa. I mean, theoretically, you could argue that we really wanted to say it's because of Kosev, and it's only when we thought it was a Diraisa that we rejected Kosev, because it's not Derech Siva Bekach, but if it's the Rabbanan, it could still be Alf Kosev. But the Pashtus is that the Rambam simply had a different Girsa. Number of other Rishonim do seem to have a different girsa. If you take a look at the Ein Mishpat over there, he quotes that the Aruch and the Rabbeinu Hananel had a different girsa, and the Shilta Giborim also writes that the Rambam had a different girsa. And moreover, the Yerushalmi, quoted by the Smag and the Gra, seems to conclude like the Havamina of the Bavli that the Chiyas Mishal Kokev. So Lamaisa, the Rambam holds L'chore Midrabanim it's Asher Alts Kosev, and probably according to Rabbi Lazar, Midaraisa would be Asher Alts Kosev. So why would it be different? Why would Srak be Asher Alts Tzoveya and Kichol be Asher Alts Kosev? So we talked about this a little bit last time. One theory we had from the Kiel's Yankif was that Tzoveya is about dyeing the changing the surface, whereas Kosev is writing on top of the surface. So Dani asked the Chevra, he says, that doesn't work for the Rambam, who says you're high for surveying on the paint himself. I thought maybe the answer is that it's not true. In other words, the reason why the Rambam holds that making the ink is also Tzoveya is because the way you make ink is you have a medium. The ink could be oil-based ink, it could be water-based ink, let's say some oil-based ink. So you put the dyes into the ink, and you change the color of the oil. In other words, the ink is the oil that's been turned black through inserting the black stuff. And therefore, you could use this mahalich. I think this mahalich works even for the Rambam. Anyhow, is there enough kamina for us, whether it's the iser is alts kosev or alts soveh? In other words, either way, it's aser. Right? What difference does it make? Okay, we passed either some Rishonim Deraisa, or the Rambam Derabanan. Either way, it's Aser. What difference does it make if it's Aser Alts Soveya or Aser Alts Kosei? So one possible Nasrina is makeup removal. Are you allowed to take off the makeup on Shabbos? In other words, if you say Kochel is Aser, Mishon Soveya, it's mutter to take it off, L'chora. There's no one have an opposite Malacha to Soveya. Some Malachos have opposites. Kosev has Mochek, Topher has Korea, Kosher has Matir. There's no opposite to Tzoveya. So therefore, there'd be no Isser to take off Lashon Shabbos. she wants to wash her face before she goes to sleep and take off that blush, no problem. But the question is, if she put on, if she used Kohel on her eyes, she used eyeliner, let's assume that's Kohel, you know, so then the question is, could she take that off on Shabbos? So according to Rambam, maybe it would be usher. So I saw the Orfel Shabbos Sif Nun Tes addresses this question. He thinks it's mutter. And the reason is because the social Shulchan Aruch and Sin and Shem Gimbal, Sif Chav Hei, Paskins like Ardir Sin and Gemara, that it's Aser Otz Tzobeya, and therefore it's going to be mutter. We Paskin against the Rambam. With respect to nail polish, he quotes over there in Ha'ara Pei Hei, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach was Machmir, maybe it should be Aser Otz Mochek. And the Orfel Shabbos says it's a Chiddush, because we don't bother something like that Rambam. Maybe Rosh Shlomo Zalman was Choshish for the Rambam. Unclear. He quotes that Rav Nissim Karelitz also made good. So Lamaisa, many poskim are certainly made good to take off face makeup. Some are machmir for eye makeup. Now, let's talk about...
Question? Can't you argue that tzoveya, even when you take off the makeup, that's also tzoveya in some ways?
Aha! And then you're dyeing your face color. No, I don't think so. I think that... We're going to get to, in a couple of moments, Gabe's point about the description of making your face red when we talk about the photo grays. But no, I think the answer is that's a removal of what was there. It's undoing the tzoveya. And if you put on a second layer of makeup that was face color, so then that would be a shiny tzoveya. But just removing what's there, I don't think we find that's considered tzoveya. But actually, I hear what you're saying. Give me 5 minutes and we'll get to your question. Because maybe there's such a sound. I don't think it's right. Let's talk about Svia Derech Lechlof. We already referred to this machlokas a couple minutes ago. The question of, can you clean your face? So if you look at the Beis Yosef in Simen Shin Chaf, Sif Chaf, what's machlokas we've shown him, whether there's a concern of Tzoveya Derech Lechlof. The Nafkamina being, let's say, could you take a napkin and wipe your face? Your face is all dirty, you made a mess, and now you want to wipe your face with a matla. Is it mutter to clean your face with a matla?
And I eat.
Your Rambam says it's aser, and even though it's a psik reishon lo michalei, we don't pass like that. It's a psik reishon lo michalei is aser. It's a psik reishon lo michalei, meaning to say, I don't want my napkin to be dirty, right? I would rather my napkin stay clean. Okay, that's true. But lemaisa, it's a psik reishon. My napkin is going to become dirty when I wipe my face. And therefore, it's aser al tzoveya. Aaron, did you want to say something?
No. I was saying this would also be related to eating strawberries.
Yes, we're going to get there. Correct. The Agur says it's mutter. It's quoted by the Darki Moshe. And he says, no, it's mutter. This is Sviya Vederech Lechloch. It's not Tzoveya. The Magen Avraham Shem Chatzikam Chabdalat quotes it. This is also the Ravaz. It's not, there's no such thing as Tzoveya Vederech Lechloch. And they connect this L'chora to Rabbeinu Tam that we talked about in the previous sugya. Remember, Rabbeinu Tam held there's no such thing as kibos derech lechloch, right? You're allowed to dry your hands on a towel. And even though shiyasu zo kibuso, so you're making the towel wet by drying your hands, no, that's derech lechloch. You're allowed to walk through a river in your clothing. It's not shiyasu zo kibuso, it's derech lechloch. And likewise, Tzoveya derech lechloch is also aser. Just like lechloch is the opposite of kibos. Now here you'd have to say it a little differently. It's not like this is the opposite of tzoveya, but probably the idea is that tzoveya is about beautifying your clothing. It's about making them nicer. And when you're melachlech them, when you wipe your face on your napkin, you're ruining the napkin. You're not making it more beautiful. You're making it more ugly. And therefore, it's not shayach to the melacha at all. So Yerayim says, so that's the machlokas. Now, according to Yerayim, this is the question that Aaron just brought up. So are you allowed, do you have to worry about eating food and getting your hands dirty with the food, with your strawberries, getting your face dirty with the strawberries? So don't tell me. Maybe you'll say, no, there's no such thing as Sylvia on Gufad. And we know that's not true because we know it's Osir to put makeup on. So just like it's Osir to put makeup on, maybe according to the Urim, it should be Osir to eat strawberries if they're going to get on your face. So the Urim says it's okay because there's no Sylvia Alpiv Yadav. Why? So the Magen Avraham explains, that's the Magen Avraham that we just read, Simin Shin Chaf Sivkat and Chaf Hey. De'ein Sviya Ela B'davar Shedarko Litzvoa. So what does that mean? Darko Litzvoa. Is it talking about on a surface that's Darko Litzvoa? Well, if that's true, then a woman couldn't eat strawberries if they're going to get on her face. Or no, it means with the type, with something that's not Darko Litzvoa. Now, it's important to note, first of all, that this svara that we're using is a svara that's matir even on the Daraisa level. Because according to the Reim holds like the smog that we're dealing with in Isra Daraisa, and still he's being matir. So he's saying that it's mutter because it's not Darko Litzvoa. Now, when I saw that Magen Avraham, I thought, okay, great. So then it should be mutter to wipe your face with the napkin. Let's say I eat chocolate. Okay, now I have some chocolate on my lips, and I wipe my lips with a napkin from that chocolate, right? It's not Darko Litzvoa with chocolate, so it should be mutter. Maybe the Urim was only machmir by tutim, in which case, by the way, even tutim should be mutter nowadays because nobody dyes anything with berries, at least not at home. I don't know. Maybe they do. So therefore, I would have thought everything should be mutter according to Urim because it's not Darko Litzvoa. But you see from the way the poskim cite this and the way the Urim himself quotes it that he doesn't hold that way. So what he seems to be saying is since it's normal to dye a napkin, let's say cloth, a mappa, it's normal to dye it. And you would dye it with... So memela, you know, maybe in a chanami it's makakel, and maybe in a chanami it's lo nichale, but still, even though it's makakel, and it's lo nichale, still, it's the derech in some way to dye things, as opposed to strawberries on your face, which isn't the derech at all. Therefore, strawberries on your face is mutter, but a napkin is aser. So bekitzer, what comes out lemaisa? Again, according to Urim, you shouldn't be able to wipe your hands and your face with a mappa because it's tzoveya. The Agur, the Radvaz are matir. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Urim l'chumra. It's quoted as Yesh Omim, but he doesn't quote Cholkim. Sounds like the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Urim. The Magen Avraham also seems to paskin l'chumra. The Magen Avraham quotes that the Radvaz is Mekel, but he writes the Ayin Simin Shin Beis Sif Yud D'yesh Osrin Kibus Derech Lechlech. So we know that there are those that are machmir who don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, as we said before, the Pashtus is in Kibbutz we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. But Yesh Omrim, there's Yesh Omrim that were machmir for Derech Lech Lech. And then he writes, Kol Shekein Tzviya Dekol Tzviya Hikach Lachen Ein Lahakel. So, if there are those that are machmir against Rabbeinu Tam for Kvisa, Kavachomer, the Magen Avraham says, we have to be machmir for Tzoveya. What exactly is this Kol Shekein? Not sure. I assume the pshat is that Lichloch is mamish the opposite of Kibos. Masha'en Kein over here, if you really did want to color this napkin red, so you might use strawberries. And therefore, you can't, it's not obvious that Rabbeinu Tam would even be makel over here. So, lemaisa, we're dealing with an issue of Rabbanan Shaila, it's Enesich Lagufa, it's Mekalkal, it's the Rabbanan on many levels. But still, he's Machmir. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan and Zayn, quotes the Agur Lahakel, and Simon Shinchav Ches, Sifkatan and Ches, he's Machmir the Lechatchila, you should be machmir, but b'shas adchak, you could be mako. Like you're bleeding and you don't have a bandage and you're not going to like wait for it to stop bleeding to put your bandage on. So lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like mikra adin, you could be mako, b'shas adtsarach, you could be mako, but otherwise you should try to be machmir. Now, the Achronim point out that if you really think we paskin like the Uraim, then some very strange things are going to come out. For example, it should be usher for a woman to do a hefsek tara, or it should be usher for her to wear, to put a cloth, b'oso makom when she's menstruating. How could that be? How could that be mutter? And we never heard of anyone saying that's usher. How could that be? How could that be? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav in the Kuntres Acharon on Siman Shin Beis tries to answer this question. We actually referred to this before, earlier, and he says that so veya derech lichluch is generally asur according to Yireyim, but something that's miyuchad for lichluch, that's of course it's mutter. So if you have a pad that's miyuchad for lichluch, you have a bedika cloth that's miyuchad for lichluch, you have a napkin or a cloth that's miyuchad for lichluch, then that should be mutter. Maybe it's like the heter on Bsar Adam. The Shulchan Aruch Rav himself compares this to the sugya that we discussed earlier about Mishamaras. Remember, by Mishamaras, so the tour seems to paskin like Rashbam against Rabbeinu Tam, that Kivas Derech Lech Lech is Aser, and still he's Matir by Mishamaras, because it's Miyuchad Lekach. So the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham, all were very troubled by this. How could that be mutter? Does that really show that the Beis Yosef didn't hold like Rashbam? But he sounds like he paskins like Rashbam. So how could the pshat be? What's the pshat in the kula of Mishamaras? So the answer that we said was that Mishamaras, since it's miyuchad for straining water, it's not shayach to Malachas Kibbutz at all. And it's mutter even according to Rashbam. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav also invokes the Ram that we saw by Nisuch Raisa Dinazaisa, same kula, even though the Ran was machmir, that you have to be concerned of kibos for wine, or according to Dan Yaros Sharmashkim, so too, it should be aser to use the Nisuch Raisa Dinazaisa, and the answer is no, it's mutter, because it's designated for that. So l'chora, so then, if you have a pad or cloth that was used for blood, designated for blood for menstruation or something like that, so then it's going to be mutter according to the Urayim. According to this, l'chora, you should even be matir cloth napkin. Maybe the Urayim is only machmir for beged and mappa. I'm not sure exactly what a mappa means. Unless you say, no, cloth napkin, you sometimes do dye napkins. I don't know. But certainly, the case of a pad or anything that's miyuchad for lichluch, according to the Alter Rebbe, is 100% mutter. Not all, everybody accepts the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Avnei Nezer, another great Hasidic Rebbe, disagrees, Siman Kuf Ayin Hei. He tries to disagree with the Rayos of the Alter Rebbe. So then he has to ask a question. Well, how is a woman allowed to use a moch? How could she use this pad? So he says, well, a pad's mutter because it's grama. In other words, you put the pad down, and then, at some point, blood might drip into it. According to that, if she's mamish bleeding, you couldn't put on a pad. Big chiddush. You have to wait till it stops before you can put on a pad. He asks, what about a hefsek tara? How could that be mutter? He says, very simple. It's davar she'ein miskaven, right? Every woman doing a hefsek tara really hopes there's not going to be any blood there. But then he says, well, that doesn't help for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Darshan is Kavin is Aser, right? We don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. But does Rabbi Yehuda really think you can't do Hefsek Tara on Shabbos? You can't do Bdikos on Shabbos? That's for sure not true. Nope. So he says, I'll tell you why. Because it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, it's Mekalkel. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that Darshan is Kavin for an Issur D'Rabbanan is Mutter. Why? Because Safik D'Rabbanan Lakula. Happens to be that's Machlokas, Rashi and Tysus and Yuma, Lamedal on the base. Rashi and Yuma holds that Rabbi Yehuda's matir for davshen miskaven nisur drabanan, and Taisa seems to disagree. Anyway, that's the Avnei Nezer's kula. Lamaisa, it's very lachora for us. It's going to be mutter most of the time, if not all the time. And the reason is because we, generally speaking, use paper napkins, and paper napkins are going to be okay. According to many Achronim. Certainly according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, nobody ever dyes paper napkins. And nobody ever dyes paper napkins. Okay, I saw some post in my machmir that you shouldn't, if you're bleeding, you shouldn't use a paper napkin that's red. Only use a paper napkin, that's right. If you want to be machmir, you can. But l'chora, anyway, as we saw, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas atzoreth, there's makom to be makel. So, and for paper napkins, for sure, you could be somebody chon shulchan acharav. And the pashtus is even the Avnei Nezer would be makel for a paper napkin. And the reason is, because the Avnei Nezer agrees that for something that's not normally dyed, it's mutter. And paper is, I mean, I guess they dye it in the process of making. But once the paper is made, it's not dyed. And therefore, I think for a paper napkin, it's probably mutter for the Avnei Nezer. It's certainly mutter for the Alter Rebbe. L'mayu say you could be makel. Now, we did see the Mishnah Berurah Siman Shin Chaf Sif Kata Nun Hei, who says you have to be machmir when, you should try to be machmir if you spill on a cloth tablecloth and you're cleaning it up, not to further spread the wine, let's say, in a process of cleaning. So you should try to be machmir, but it's, you know, you don't have to worry that much about it in light of the factors that we've said. Really, Mikra Din, we are Mako. But if it's on a cloth, then you should try to be machmir. That's, I think, what we would say lemaisa. Paper napkins, for sure you could be mako. If it's cloth and you're able to be mako, you can be mako. And not for bedika cloths, but for like paper, I mean cloth napkins. Okay, so if you're making a Simchan Shabbos, so you save money and use paper napkins and don't use cloth napkins. The last thing I want to talk to you about is photogray lenses. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perak Yud Ches Hara Ayin talks about this question. Rav Moshe Chelik Imel Simen Memhei is Mako. He says it's Enam Shalkayama. So first of all, this might be Rav Moshe Lashitaso by the makeup, in which case then maybe we shouldn't be so quick to accept his kula, because we said before his kula is not pashit by makeup. But there's another tzad over here to be Mako. Is anyone going to say it's Aser to Santan on Shabbos? No, Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing the tzvita in that case. If you want to call it tzvita, it's mutter for me to go outside in the sun. Now, it happens to be that I thought that was like a good reductio ad absurdum, but the Dirshu in Siman Shin Gimel footnote 54 quotes that the Minchas Yitzchak was machmir. You can't suntan on Shabbos. He also says it's aser if you're doing it for health reasons, like a vitamin D deficiency, because it's refuah of a Shabbos. But the Pashta says suntanning is mutter.
Rabbi Ribiad is also machmir.
Oh. Okay, well, so this gets to that question that Gabe brought up earlier, which is, I thought, my inclination was, and maybe this is what Rav Moshe says as well, I'm not sure what he means, but I think this might be what he means, which is that it's mutter because tzoveya means adding dye or paint or color, coloring something, whereas over here you're not adding anything. It's a chemical process whereby chemicals that are already in the glass when they're exposed to sun change colors temporarily. Likewise, when you go out in the sun and your skin changes colors, so you're, but you're not adding any color. So therefore, that's another tzad to be mako.
Is baking tzavera?
Is there what?
Is baking tzavera?
Hmm. Similar point, yeah.
Well, but there you're going to be a bioclim.
So, that's true. But let's say...
But the half-echlo, bring it right the other way. The Rambam's machmir by tzoveya when you're mevashal samamonim. By to make
no,
dye.
No, that's because you're adding a...
No, you've already mixed together all of your dyes. The chemical when you heat them, it causes the chemical reaction to happen for everything to mix and things like that. But all the materials were there before you're mevashal.
I think you could say the dyes over there are further ingrained or become more permanent or more absorbed or they come out more like in tea. There is a sugya that, that, you know, maybe it's a raya against my theory because it's coming from the smog and based off of the Yerushalmi, but what the Isser of Pokesis is. And this is the raya to be machmir. It says, this is the smog and the Yerushalmi is Perek Yud Halacha Vav, that the question is, why is Pokeses Chayev? This is a big machlokas. We show him Rashi in one Perush, and the Rambam says it's Aser because of something like Bonah. But the Yerushalmi says Pokeses, and it's quoted in the Beis Yosef, Siman Shin Gimel, Pokeses is Aser because of Soveya. Now, what's Pshat in Pokeses and what's the Tzvia? So it sounds like, according to that explanation, she put some type of dough on her face. And then when you pull off the dough, it makes the face very red. This is what Gabe was referring to before, I think. And that's Aser. And at least Aser Midrabanan. When you make your face red. Now, unless you're going to say there you're adding something by bringing the blood to the surface of your face, there you're not really adding anything new. And still, it's a problem of Tzoveya, at least according to some Rishonim. So the svara that Rav Moshe says that it's not Tzoveya because you're not adding anything isn't so pashut. It's not so pashut. You can make a case the other way. L'maisa, though, the Shulchan Aruch Shin Gimel Chaf Hei does not paskin like the smog, though maybe that's only because it's in a miskayim. L'chora, obviously, yesh gvul. In other words, nobody thinks you can't go out in the sun. You said before, maybe some achronim or machner that you can't suntan dafka. All right, I say the suntan during the week anyway. But
Rabbi has nerichos and why it's mutter.
What?
Rabbi Ribiat has nerichos trying to figure out why it's mutter.
Okay, so it's pashut, it's mutter. So
he
the question is, can you extrapolate from there to the photo gray lens? Laisa, many, many poskim are makel on that, including Rav Moshe, but not just Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others. There's a famous story about how Rav Azriel Orbach's wife was at the optometrist and she was buying lenses. And the optometrist recommended photo grays. So she said, yeah, but I'm not sure about Shabbos. My father says it's aser, but my father-in-law says it's mutter. So the optometrist said, Veret, why don't you ask a posek? So she said that my father-in-law is Rav Elyashiv. My father-in-law is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and my father is Rav Elyashiv. So anyway, that's the story. If the story's right, then it turns out Rav Elyashiv is machmir. Another place where this shaila comes up, a variation of this shaila, but it's more chamor, is various medical tests, pregnancy tests, or it's less common nowadays. It used to be that if you have diabetes, you had to do these tests all the time. It was probably pikuach nefesh. But where you basically stick something into a liquid and it'll change colors if a certain thing is present or absence or the like. Here the post can say, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Perek Lamed Gimel, Ha'ara Pei Gimel, he's unsure. He says you should be machmir unless it's a very serious shaila. Obviously, pikuach nefesh, you could be makel. But over here, maybe you'd have to be machmir. Okay. L'maisa, some people ask, what about the diapers that like change colors when the baby urinates or the like? That's certainly okay. It's no problem. They're not mechabein. It's not a shaila of safinan. The baby's misasek. It's not. That's totally mutter. Okay, we're going to stop over here. I have to run for my next year, Be'ezus Hashem. The new malacha on Wednesday. I already sent you out the makoros. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
I don't want to end this meeting because my other chevra is chiming in. So I need you, if we're going to start the Hilchos Shabbos shiur, the Chulin shiur, you're welcome to stay. But otherwise...
You're welcome to leave.
Yes. Okay, Shkayach.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Sure.